Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Proverbs chapter 1. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. These are the Proverbs of Solomon, David's son, king of Israel. Their purpose is to teach people wisdom and discipline, to help them understand the insights of the wise. Their purpose is to teach people to live disciplined and successful lives, to help them do what is right, just, and fair. These proverbs will give insight to the simple, knowledge and discernment to the young. Let the wise listen to these proverbs and become even wiser. Let those with understanding receive guidance by exploring the meaning in these proverbs and parables, the words of the wise and their riddles. Fear of the Lord is the foundation of true knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. My child, listen when your father corrects you. Don't neglect your mother's instruction. What you learn from them will crown you with grace and be a chain of honor around your neck. My child, if sinners entice you, turn your back on them. They may say, "Come and join us. Let's hide and kill someone. Just for fun, let's ambush the innocent. Let's swallow them alive, like the grave. Let's swallow them whole, like those who go down to the pit of death. Think of the great things we'll get. We'll fill our houses with all the stuff we take. Come, throw in your lot with us. We'll all share the loot." My child, don't go along with them. Stay far away from their paths. They rush to commit evil deeds. They hurry to commit murder. If a bird sees a trap being set, it knows to stay away. But these people set an ambush for themselves. They are trying to get themselves killed. Such is the fate of all who are greedy for money. It robs them of life. Wisdom shouts in the streets. She cries out in the public square. She calls to the crowds along the main street, to those gathered in front of the city gate. "How long, you simpletons, will you insist on being simple-minded? How long will you mockers relish your mocking? How long will you fools hate knowledge? Come and listen to my counsel. I'll share my heart with you and make you wise. I called you so often, but you wouldn't come. I reached out to you, but you paid no attention. You ignored my advice and rejected the correction I offered. So I will laugh when you are in trouble. I will mock you when disaster overtakes you, when calamity overtakes you like a storm, when disaster engulfs you like a cyclone, and anguish and distress overwhelm you. When they cry for help, I will not answer. Though they anxiously search for me, they will not find me. For they hated knowledge and chose not to fear the Lord. They rejected my advice and paid no attention when I corrected them. Therefore, they must eat the bitter fruit of living their own way, choking on their own schemes. For simpletons turn away from me, to death. Fools are destroyed by their own complacency. But all who listen to me will live in peace, untroubled by fear of harm." Once again, that was Proverbs chapter 1 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. Wisdom is practical advice that points us to God and keeps us off the paths that lead to disaster. A person can learn wisdom from many different places: parents, mentors, experience, and examples, just to name a few. God's wisdom calls out to all people to listen and learn. His wisdom doesn't just apply to the, quote, religious, end quote, parts of our lives, but to every part. So often we separate out the, quote, spiritual, end quote, meaning Sunday mornings, Bible studies, and times when we are praying, from the rest of our lives. But all of life is spiritual. Your soul is with you everywhere you go. God cares about how we live every minute of our lives, and He wants to guide us every step of the way. Solomon started his book of wisdom by saying the fear, honor, reverence, holy fear, of God is the beginning of wisdom. This is where wisdom starts. It is the source. God comes first. Solomon then gave a warning: if you don't follow wisdom, your life will face ruin. Solomon was experienced and wise enough to know that foolish choices lead to fear, worry, stress, and ruin. When that happens, we can't blame God. He has given us the choice to follow and be wise. Wisdom takes discipline and not getting what we want, so that we can be trained to get what we truly want and need. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. How can you make sure that God is the first focus of your life? How will you let God into every area of your life? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.